This is Craig Heimsen for the Independent Media Center in Center City, Philadelphia, a press conference from the lawyers and family of arrested activist John Sellers. It's about to begin. Sellers is an activist with the Ruckus Society, who apparently has been given a $1 million bail. It looks like it's about to begin now, so let's go to that.
My name is Larry Krasner. That's K-R-A-S-N-E-R. I'm an attorney in Philadelphia. I'm representing John Sellers. I can give you the following information. I kind of like questions, so I'm going to be brief. I'll give you some basic information. I'll take whatever questions you have later. John Sellers was arrested, and he has been charged with a number of misdemeanor charges. He has had bail set in the amount of $1 million, which in my 13 years of practicing criminal law and civil rights in Philadelphia is a new one. I have never seen $1 million bail for someone charged with misdemeanors on the kind of background accomplishments and record, or frankly, on any other background accomplishments and record. It is an outrageous, outlandish, unjustifiable, punitive, illegal, unconstitutional, horrible bail. And there's no excuse for it, as far as I'm concerned. Now, Mr. Sellers, as I understand it, was arrested not on the day when he is alleged to have committed certain misdemeanors. He is arrested on a different day. And he is arrested on this different day when law enforcement people apparently suddenly realize that the person before them, who of course through their own intelligence they have identified as being someone they perceive as a leader, did something the day before. This is very interesting because it is not an entirely new story. There's another person in this city, a person whose name I won't give at this time, but there's another person in the city perceived as a leader who is also arrested when, like Mr. Sellers, he is apparently doing nothing based on something that he must have done the day before, but we forgot to get him then. That all by itself, frankly, causes me a great deal of concern and suspicion. When you see people perceived as leaders who are being grabbed all over the city because everybody remembers now that even though they're peaceful here, they must have done something before, frankly, that is highly suspect. And it is totally out of character with what we're seeing of other arrests, where whatever happened or didn't happen results in some kind of a contemporaneous arrest. I can tell you that when I spoke to Mr. Sellers, he seemed confident, comfortable, in good spirits. And I can tell you that I will be happy to address any additional questions you may have, especially questions about the representations this district attorney's office made about Mr. Sellers in a bail hearing.
Can you specify the nature of the charges that Mr. Sellers is currently facing?
All right. They are all misdemeanors. The technical names are possession of an instrument of crime.
Can you slow down, please?
What was that?
Possession of an instrument of crime.
Namely?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Maybe a Palm Pilot cell phone?
Does it say?
Hat?
What?
I don't know. It's not clear from the allegations. All the allegations in themselves are quite unclear. Yeah, if you would let me finish, please. It would probably be better. Obstructing justice, reckless endangerment of another person, failure to disperse, obstructing the highway, and disorderly conduct, as well as a generic conspiracy charge. I can tell you that the complaint reads as follows. The complaint reads that at or near 1200 Arch Street, the defendant, with the intent to or creating a risk of public inconvenience, annoyance, alarm, blah, 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 incited and organized numerous people to block traffic, chain themselves to cans, spill trash. Defendant was warned to cease and desist but did not do so. I can also tell you that during the bail hearing, the district attorney's office specifically represented they could identify no victims who had suffered any violence, and they could identify no property that had been damaged. Needless to say, the bail is therefore $1 million.
My son is totally nonviolent. He's always... Gail, G-A-Y-L-E, Sellers. 45 Cleona Avenue, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Just above... 45 Cleona Avenue, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, just above Valley Forge Park. My son is totally nonviolent. He started working for Greenpeace, which he totally espouses a Quaker philosophy. He had us down to the city. He was only here because he went to North Carolina with us, and we came home late on Saturday. He took myself, my sister, and my daughter to Philadelphia on Sunday to observe what was going on, since I'd never been to a protest. And he was strictly there to oversee or to look at what was going on, to... find out how things were going in Philadelphia. He was not there in any capacity that would say he was a leader of anything. I'm very proud of him. He stands up for injustice, and he does it the right way. He trains other people to try to do it the right way.
Did you say he was part of a group? What group did you say he was part of?
We were asking to please keep questions to the end. Please allow her to complete the statement she's prepared to make, and then you can address questions to her later. It's more polite than interrupting when she's in the middle of talking.
And that's really all that I have to say. I am very, very proud of him. His father's proud of him as well. And we think he's doing a great job and a job that needs to be done. This country was founded on the idea of peaceful demonstrations. And that's really all I have to say.
My name's Elizabeth Sellers. Same spelling, same address. John's sister. I guess the only thing I really have to say is my brother is my hero. Has been for a long time. I don't know anyone of a greater person of principle than he is. He's also very skilled with being calm. If anything, he's trained to de-escalate tense situations, and to suggest that he would do anything that would be anything other than peaceful is just wrong. I also happen to know that his time is accounted for when these accusations are made. His time is accounted for with other people who can clearly state that none of the activity or charges that they've made are accurate. As my mom said, we were all here together as a family on Sunday to observe what was going on in Philadelphia because we were interested. I'm very disappointed to hear these types of allegations coming from high places and being put on the news when they're simply not true. Thanks.
Okay, now I'd like to do questions, and we'd like to do questions one at a time. Larry, if you have a criminal record.
Well, I can tell you the following. The district attorney came to the bail hearing and began to go on about how this man had a very, very long, extensive criminal record in many different cities and had committed all sorts of terrible crimes. And then the district attorney refused to turn over to me a copy of that criminal record. I had to ask the judge to force it. When I received it, I reviewed the computer codings that I have here. And those computer codings indicate several arrests in the nature of civil disobedience, standard civil disobedience type charges, the vast majority of which have resulted in discharges, null process, dismissals. It's very clear from this record that he has consistently attended court whenever there were civil disobedience type charges brought. And with the single exception that I saw in this record of the great state of Texas, I did not find a conviction on this record. I am happy to report to all of you that Governor Bush has not applied the death penalty against Mr. Sellers in connection with his civil disobedience arrest in Texas, although given a chance, he just might.
Can you clarify what you meant about there is a thing on his record in Texas, a charge or a...
There's an indication of a charge. I believe it's something like criminal mischief in Texas that resulted in a conviction.
How many arrests?
Based on the codings I saw, I would say it was less than 10, which is probably on the order of 6 or 7.
Why do you think they're holding him at such high bail?
Why are they holding him at such high bail? I think they're holding him at such high bail because they have absolutely no regard for the Constitution, and they figure the thing to do with somebody who they perceive as a leader is to bring charges on him, which are probably a fraud in all likelihood, so they can get him off the street, not only for this convention, but as they said in the bail hearing, for the Democratic convention, which is coming. Okay? I think there's a very specific and deliberate attempt to take people that they see as leaders, as powerful voices, as charismatic figures, as heroic personalities, and stick them in jail so that they're not available to say anything or to do anything in the public eye. I think they have no regard for free speech. I think they have no regard for free society. And if I have another suggestion, I would suggest that this district attorney, who has orchestrated the entire process, might want to transfer her residence to a country where there is no constitution like this, where she would be much more comfortable.
Mr. Krasner, the commissioner is calling for the Justice Department to get involved.
Apparently, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Timoney has requested that the Justice Department investigate many of the quote-unquote leaders of the protests throughout the week, and a reporter in the back of the conference is asking whether John Sellers is included in that list of those to be investigated.
I'm not surprised at the idea of federal investigation of demonstrators. Last time I was reading my history of the Civil Rights era, there was this microphone, which, as I recall, was under the bed of Martin Luther King, placed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So, no, I'm not real surprised at the prospect of the feds becoming involved, as usual, on the side of the bad guys instead of the good guys. We're doing this also in a city, or are we talking about this also in a city, where this U.S. Attorney's Office has been utterly unable and incapable of charging police officers with the killings by firearm of unarmed civilians over and over and over. This U.S. Attorney's Office has declined the prosecution of law enforcement over and over and over. So am I surprised at the prospect that they would then turn on somebody whose entire approach to life is nonviolence and try to rope him up into some kind of a federal RICO case? I am not surprised. Will it happen? Frankly, I highly doubt it.
Can you clarify or elaborate the circumstances in which Mr. Sellers was arrested, and what day exactly was that?
My understanding of the circumstances is that he was not arrested on August the 1st, which is the date with which he is charged, that he was arrested on August the 2nd. That's my information.
Do you have a time?
I do not have a time. I couldn't tell you. That he
was
arrested. He was arrested on August the 2nd.
A place?
I don't know.
Broad Street.
Do you know?
Broad
Street in the early afternoon is the information I'm getting from more reliable sources than me.
Does he belong to a particular group? I thought my mother said that he belonged to that.
There's one question that hasn't been answered yet, and which I can speak to if
yes,
you'd like.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll answer
your question. Sure. Yeah, we'll take your question next. I just want to honor the fact that she's asked it three times.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So my name is Celia Alario, that's C-E-L-I-A. My last name is spelled A-L-A-R-I-O. The question was, is John Sellers associated with a specific organization? And I'm fielding that question because the answer is yes. John Sellers is the director of an organization called the Ruckus Society. It's an organization that I also work with as a trainer. What we do is facilitate trainings in the history and practice of nonviolent civil disobedience and nonviolent direct action. Sophisticated, savvy, well thought out, well intentioned, heartfelt attempts to make this world a better place. That is what the organization is dedicated to, and a lot of what was experienced in the streets on Tuesday and Wednesday may not fit the bill of the types of things that Ruckus would put forth in a training or hope had happened in the streets. But quite a lot of what happened on Tuesday was. Unfortunately, I think the images that have come out of Philadelphia about Tuesday have been images that are only a fraction of what actually took place. I think a lot of what took place was well-intentioned people being very, very well-behaved, peacefully trying to send a message to the Republicans about the criminal justice system and other issues that they hold dear. A lot of those images, unfortunately, did not make the news.
What does the group stand for?
I'm just giving her a follow-up opportunity. The Ruckus Society is a training and capacity-building organization that is dedicated to helping people learn the history and the practice of nonviolent civil disobedience, nonviolent direct action that has been practiced in this country for a long time, following in the long, rich history of using civil disobedience as a tool to draw attention to issues to create social and environmental change.
And you're based in Berkeley.
How old is Mr. Sellers?
Sellers, I believe, is 33. They would know better than you.
What do you do for a living?
He's director of Ruckus.
Does Ruckus or Mr. Sellers teach or train in any way people to commit vandalism on police cars or physically attack?
I'd like to answer that because I've actually volunteered time at Ruckus camp as a trainer, and Ruckus specifically trains people not to do that. Ruckus specifically trains people in nonviolent protest, de-escalating situations, passivity, completely avoiding property damage, and also just to add to that, my whole family is really active in, for all our lives, my parents have given to the Sierra Club and to Greenpeace and to, now we give to Rainforest Action Network. Ruckus is a similar nonprofit group that we feel is doing really good things for the world, so we're very proud of him for Ruckus as well.
Where is it based?
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Give the website.
Sorry?
www.ruckus.org.
Do they deal in anything like the sleeping dragons that they're talking about, chaining themselves together, blocking the streets, anything like that? Do you know anything about that?
Celia?
Sure. She probably better answer that than me.
Part of the Ruckus Society curriculum does include looking at how to extend the length of time and effectiveness of the old-fashioned sit-in where people sit down in the streets and link arms. Sleeping dragons is actually an incorrect term. Lockboxes is the correct term to identify the devices that you have described. And that is just one of a series of things that are in Ruckus's curriculum, which includes the history and practice of nonviolent direct action, political theater, puppet making, using art, dance, and music to get your message out, working with the media, and other skills involved with peaceful, nonviolent protest.
What are the chances of his making bail?
I don't know. I do not know what the chances are of his making bail. I know that the bail is outrageous, but I don't know the chances of his making it.
Have you heard anything about when they all might be getting out? There have been rumors around that, you know, after the convention is over, they're just going to release them all.
Well, let me ask you a question. When exactly is the Bush airplane going to leave the tarmac? Does anybody know? Because I would take that time and I'd add about 5 minutes to it. And I think that's when you're going to see all of a sudden the age of reason, the age of relative reason will return.
It's my understanding that, can I just jump in? My understanding that Mr. Sellers' arrest has come, as you mentioned, after a series of organizers and other people involved with demonstration have been arrested. You spoke of a pattern of arrest of different organizers and different players in this demonstration. Can you say, like, how many organizers or what's going on with that? And also,
I'd like to answer that. Can I answer that?
All right.
I think it's a very valid point, one that we shouldn't skip over, is that there are people who have been apparently perceived by law enforcement as either being local or national leaders in free speech. And those people seem to fall into a pattern of, whoops, we forgot to get you before. I think we'll arrest you right here, right now, while you're not doing anything wrong.
Can you say how many?
I can tell you offhand of three that I represent, and there may well be a number of others. You know, part of what's going on in this situation is you have a small number of people who are being given these outlandish $1 million, $500,000 bails under these suspicious circumstances, and you have very limited access allowed to the attorneys who actually practice in this less than lucrative field. Okay?
Meaning
myself and a few others.
What has been your contact with
Mr. Sellers? We have something like 400 different people detained. We have at most perhaps two or three lawyers who are being allowed access and allowed to do things on their behalf. We are given very limited access. I, for example, went to interview or to speak to two people who I believe fit people that were perceived as leaders at the PAB yesterday, and I was told I was not permitted inside last night, that is. So, you know, there's limited access. I would love to give you more information and more specifics with those people's permission. I'd love to give you their names, but I can't even get to them.
Brief follow-up. Is there any chance of appealing or changing this bail, which you've said is an outrageous bail?
This bail was appealed like almost every other bail today, and the appeal was denied like almost every other bail today.